You're looking at the mole in the back of my head. Man, it's so good to have you guys here this morning. Thanks for being here at The Dwelling. Just a church where you can come as you are. Hey, I'd encourage you guys to pull out your phones and actually jump on Facebook, okay? And I want you to go to The Dwelling TX, and I want you to actually check in. It's really easy. You just go to the top. You guys probably all know how to do this. You just go to the top, those little three little dot thingamajiggers, hit it. Then there's a little button that says check in, and you can check in, okay? We want to just have you share out with all your friends and stuff that you're here, that this is a church where you find valuable and all that kind of stuff. So thanks so much for being here, guys, this morning. Hey, let's say a prayer, and then we're going to dive into today's message. I'm just going to bring up my clock here because otherwise you know me. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds right now to just receiving your word in all of its truth. Help us, Lord, because sometimes it's actually difficult for us to break into the inner places of even our own hearts. And so we need your spirit to do that this morning. Do that work in us that only you can do, Lord. Lord, I do just pray for myself right now that you just, I don't know, help my brain a little bit here and just help me to really just share your word. Not a word more and not a word less than what you'd have us hear this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. So I am so excited about the next couple weeks because we are going to be diving into talking about prayer. And the reason we're going to do this is because, quite honestly, I suck at praying. I'm kind of really serious. I'm not a good prayer, or at least I don't feel like a good prayer. Okay, and I'm really kind of, you know how you ever just meet those people who are just like, I'm a prayer. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of meet some of those people. Some of you are those people. I have never felt like that. Like, I'm actually pretty good about getting in my Bible and stuff, and I do pray, of course. But I just don't ever feel like, I'm a solid prayer. And so, coming off last week where we were talking about what? Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 is 5, 6, and 7 in the book of Matthew in the Bible, which, by the way, if you guys need a Bible, we got a bunch in the back. There's, you know, they have like prices on them and stuff, but they're actually free. So just go ahead and grab a Bible if you need a Bible. We got some little kids' Bibles. Those can be really good if you're not able, you know, just walking through with some of your kids on Bibles. So grab some Bibles if you need a Bible, okay? We want to get people in the Word. But where was I? I don't know. I don't even know. Matthew. Yeah, thanks. So literally, we were talking about building on a foundation. Do you remember that? Those of you that were here, we talked about Jesus when Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, check out what he says. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And we talked about how this was being said in the context of a greater sermon, chapters 5, 6, and 7, where Jesus is actually preaching the Sermon on the Mount, okay? Well, right smack dab in the middle of this sermon is a very important teaching on what? Prayer. Prayer. And I don't know if you guys saw, but on Facebook this past week, we actually put a breakdown over 7 days of the sermon that Jesus gave. Did anybody read through that? Anybody read through that on Facebook? Okay, two people. Great. Well, it's good to know our hard work really paid off. Just kidding. No, there's a couple hands up. That's awesome. But if you haven't done that yet, it's still up there, of course, and I'd encourage you to go through it this next week to read through this sermon, because what you'll find is right in the middle, Jesus is teaching on prayer. And I was like, man, I suck at praying. I'll bet you a bunch of you people suck at praying. We want to build on a foundation of Jesus' words. And one of the most kind of like bottom line bases is prayer. Well, let's take some time and talk about prayer. So we're going to use the kind of Lord's Prayer that we prayed just a little while ago. Not a prayer that you have to pray like all the time or something. It's just Jesus taught it as a way to pray. But it's also a helpful prayer to pray. We're going to use that as kind of an outline for us over the next couple weeks. But today we're just going to kind of cover broadly prayer. I have three things that I want to talk to you about. First thing is this. Here's my first point. God, you're not going to get this right away, so I'm going to have to teach this a little bit. God's command to pray, God's command to pray actually helps us understand our deep need for prayer. Okay? Is that what the screen said? Man, I'm so nervous. Yeah, good. God's command to pray actually helps us understand our deep need for prayer. Now, you're just kind of brushing that off. Yeah, no big deal. Let me show something to you. When prayer is oftentimes talked about, when I've been taught it, I have heard it sometimes as more of an invitation. You ever hear that in churches and stuff? An invitation. God invites you to pray. I'm going to kind of come against that a little bit today. Because there are times where God maybe invites us into kind of prayer, and we kind of like that because it kind of softens it a little bit. God commands us to pray, folks. I mean, Jesus right here in Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9, pray then like this. Pray. Like, I want you to pray. Listen, if there's one thing I just want you to take away from this message today, it's just pray. Just start praying. Just pray. Like, just start praying. But God's command to pray, the fact that God says, no, I don't just invite you into prayer. I mean, you can use that and you can say that. It's not bad. I'm just saying God actually says, no, pray. Start talking. Start talking. Pray. And as someone who sucks at praying, I'm like, listen, I have prayed more this past week than I've prayed in a long time because I'm always prepping for a message ahead of time, right? And I'm just, yeah, prayer. Just start praying. Because prayer, here's what God starts to do. God's command to pray starts to help us understand that we actually have a need of some kind, that we actually have the need to pray. If it was just kind of this invitation, which sometimes we think of it like, yeah, maybe I'll pray, maybe I won't pray. Maybe prayer's not a big, yeah, you know, there's kind of some of those people are prayer people. I'm not really a prayer person. No. It's pray. Like, you need to pray because, see, prayer actually flows out of need. Now, some of you right away are saying, oh, yeah, but sometimes I just thank God. Even that is simply you looking backwards on something that happened that you recognized, I can't control, I can't do that thing. Oh, thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Yeah, you can't control that. You can't make a beautiful day, right? And so you're looking back on something God has done and you're saying, yeah, that flows out of my need for a good day. Prayer flows out of our deep need, just needs in general, but definitely a need for even God himself. See, you think I'm making this up, but listen to this. If you jump to Matthew chapter 5, the very beginning of this sermon, which I believe drives the entire sermon, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. This is how Jesus starts the sermon. And Jesus opened his mouth. This is chapter 5, verse 2. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying what? Blessed are the poor in spirit. What is that? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Pray. Prayer flows from a need. Blessed is the one who understands he needs. Blessed is the one who understands I don't have very much, if anything. Blessed is the one who understands I need something that can only be given to me. Pray. See, prayer keeps driving us back to blessed are. This is why God commands it. See, this one's so annoying to me. We don't have time to talk about it. But you guys have been taught for somehow, I think your own brains, we have been taught that commands by God flow out of his anger. The commands by God flow out of his love for us. Do you see that? God's commands, whatever they might be, flow out of his deep love for you and me. They're rooted in that. And sometime I'm going to break that down for you and like prove it to you. but right now I don't have time for that. But what I want you to see right now is simply, all I want you to see is that prayer and the command, not only prayer. See, it's not something you kind of start necessarily. It's God's command to pray begins to drive you back to a place where you are poor in spirit. And guess what happens then? You're blessed. See, God is driving you to understand you need something so that you understand you'll be blessed through that. Two of you are following me. It keeps driving us back to this idea, God, I don't have this. When are the times you've prayed the most in your life? When you're suffering, right? When it's like, I don't have this. And when I think about the times in my life when I have prayed the most, I think about this church plant, which cannot happen. It's impossible to happen. When I think about our little baby that we lost, my wife and I, when I think about little Vic and him dying, I think of how much we prayed during that time because of how out of control we had no control in it. When I think of the places where I just don't have control, it begins to drive us. Yeah, you have a need. There's a deep need here that you can't have your fingers in. And it keeps, yeah, I don't have. You just look at the scriptures. All over the place, it's people praying in times of, I don't have this. Daniel in the lion's den, right? Some of us know this story. And he's praying because he's in a room. Yeah, I kind of could use some help on this one. You know. Hannah, she's been trying to have kids the old-fashioned way. Man, okay. You know. She's been trying to have kids the old-fashioned way. She can't for years and years and years. I got to go pray. I got to pray because I have a deep need here of some kind. Jonah in the fish, right? And, you know, I don't know about you, but I always see Jonah like in these, he's got like a bed in that fish, you know, and he's got like the little lampstand. Listen, Jonah's like this in that fish, folks, and he's like got guts all around him, and this is not a fun place for him to be. Do you understand that? And so he's in there, and he's kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of going to need some help on this one, right? And so he's praying from the belly of the fish. David, Solomon just becomes the king. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to need some wisdom. See, all over the place, people are praying. And prayer is driving them to understand, I'm going to need some help. That's all this is. That's all I'm trying to do. That's all I'm trying to do is to get you to actually pray. Just start praying. God commands you to pray. You can't use this like, yeah, but that's somebody else. That's not really. Pray. Start praying. Second point. I'm kind of switching gears here just a little bit, but I want some of you to hear this. Because I really want to be a church where you can come as you are. And so there's going to be people that are here that aren't Christians and stuff like that in the future, maybe even now today. And that's cool with me. That's way cool with me. And I wanted to teach this little piece just a little bit here. Prayer can simply flow out of our creatureness. Now, here's what I mean by that. What I mean by that is this. Well, first let me say this story. So a couple weeks ago, I was talking to this gentleman. It was kind of in regards with the Harvey deal stuff going on. And I was talking to this gentleman, and he found out I was a pastor. And I had been working with him a little bit in some different relief kind of stuff. And he came up to me and he pulled me aside. He made sure no one else heard this. And he pulled me aside and he said, you know, I've been working with you a little bit now. He says, I want to let you know that I'm an atheist and I do not believe in God. But he said, yesterday I prayed. Yesterday I prayed. Now that was kind of intriguing to me because I was thinking, okay, that's cool. And I was really fired up about this. And so I asked the guy, I was like, hey, can I pray with you now? And we started talking and praying and stuff. But that gentleman's been on my mind to really push this point, which is simply Prayer flows out of relationship. And even today, if you don't believe in God, if you're here and you don't believe in God and you just kind of push that stuff aside, that's fine. Okay, that's on you. Okay, that's your thing. But I want you to understand something, that you are a creature of a creator. And that basic relationship of creature-creator is a relationship that God has so intertwined himself with you. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily like a saving relationship here. I'd make a distinction, because some of the churchy people in the room are kind of nervous now. I'm not saying that. I am just saying there is a relationship between you and God that at times will flare up, oftentimes in extreme situations where you will cry out, "Oh God, okay, this is the guy going down in the plane, right? Help!" Right? You know, he's crying out to somebody. "Oh God, please help me. God. You know, there's something's there. And I'm even if you don't believe in God, the thing that's there is the fact that God has created you. Okay? God has created you, and you are in a relationship with him, whether you like it or not. He is your creator. And at times prayer will simply flow out of your creatureness. The fact that that's a relationship you have, whether you like it or not, with him. Now, God is always trying to drive that relationship deeper and deeper and deeper. Which brings us to my third point, which is simply this. That God wants prayer to flow from a deep, intimate relationship with him. That's his desire. There will be times where the atheist cries out on the plane, "Help me, God!" Cool, that's true, and there's something about that. But I want to tell you what God will be trying to do. When you start to feel those moments in your life, maybe some crazy, terrible thing happens, and you're not a Christian, you're not a believer, and you're an atheist, that's fine. But when something happens where you start to cry out for something because there is a need there that you can't control, that you can't fully meet yourself, and so you start to cry out to something or someone else, I'm here to tell you the move that God will be trying to do in that moment. I actually know what God's going to be trying to do. God will be trying to take that moment and drive it deeper into we're just creature creator right now. But what I want to do is I want to move that deeper to this guy. And notice what Jesus says. Notice what Jesus says. Matthew chapter 6. Teaching on prayer. His disciples, "Teach us how to pray." Listen. "Pray then like this," command. Pray like this. Pray. Start praying. Here's how I want you to pray. "Our Father in heaven." Dad. Father. Our Father in heaven. Now, old kind of like Judaism and stuff like that in regards to the Ten Commandments, rarely was Yahweh or God talked about in regards to Father, although that you can find that, okay? They at times would talk about God as Father, but not very often. Here, Jesus comes on the scene and he says, this is the kind of relationship that God wants to have with you. One as if it's Father and Son, Father and Daughter. And as I begin to... This helps me, partly because I'm a dad. I got 3 kids, number 4's on the way. I love them so much. And when I stop and really think about how much I love my kids, and when I stop and really think about what I would do for my kids, and when I stop and I really think about what I would, how much I care about them, how much I would provide for them, how I would die for them, I don't feel like I'm a very good a lot of things sometimes. I don't feel like a good pastor. I don't feel like I'm a great husband sometimes. I don't feel like a good hunter. If you were watching, I didn't see anything yesterday. I didn't see a thing. Here's the reality. I know why I didn't see any deer yesterday. So you guys in Texas have like 1 zillion mosquitoes. Did you know that? And so I'm up in my stand doing this, you know. No deer were coming in. But it was cool. It was fun. It was fun to be out in the woods. I don't feel like I'm good at some of that stuff. I actually feel like I'm a pretty decent dad. Is that bad to kind of, I feel like I'm a pretty decent dad. Like, I love my kids so much. I just love them. And when I stop and I really think about being a dad, and I think, and then I think, Jesus wants my relationship like that to be with God, that helps me deeply. Because I'm like, holy smokes. You love me, God, more than I love my kids. And I love my kids so much. Now, where this starts to break down really fast is for those of you with crappy dads. And there's some folks in here with some really crappy dads. I get it. And so that connection to be able to make with, you know, like, okay, God is even greater than that. Well, you're like, well, yeah, anybody's greater than my dad. Yeah, but, and if that's you this morning, here's what I'd say. Just kind of dislodge, disassociate from that, and just recognize that Jesus wants to teach you what being a father really is. Jesus wants to teach you that you have a father who will teach you what fatherly son-daughter relationship is. And we have some stuff to learn, folks. If that's you, you just, okay, we'll start learning that. We're not fixing everything right now today. My dad to this day signs off most of his emails with Ed. And I always thought it was explosive diarrhea. But it's not. It's, sorry, Kelton. Sorry, don't put that on the screen, dude. Don't put that on the screen. Ed. It's not. He signs off as earthly dad. He's always pointing us. Always pointing us. You have a heavenly father. You have a heavenly father. And Jesus, folks, Jesus is trying to teach us this here. He's saying, just start praying. Pray, pray. You have a deep, you're poor in spirit. You are poor in spirit, but guess what? That's a good place to be. Die, die. Paul goes through this all the time, all through the New Testament. The Apostle Paul, he'll say, listen, I want, unless a seed goes into the ground and dies, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who actually understand they have so much need in every aspect of their life. There is so much need there. Blessed is that person who just starts praying and praying and praying and praying and praying and just keeps getting driven back. Blessed is this person who keeps getting driven back to, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I'm going to keep turning to you. I'm going to keep turning to you. I need you. I need you. Blessed is that person. Blessed is that person who keeps going back to, man, so much sin, brokenness in my life. I just need Jesus. I need salvation. And we have a God, folks, who has actually come into, this kind of goes back to my second point, that creature-creator relationship where sometimes our creatureness actually keeps us from praying because sin flares up and we're kind of like, I don't need you, God. I don't need any help here. I don't need this. This is why Jesus came into creation. Breaks into creation when he puts on flesh so that he could actually bring you creatures into a relationship with God again, not as just creator creature, but as son and daughter of the Father. Look at this. I was looking at this morning. Just a little teeny bit further. Look at this. This is later on in the sermon, but it's the next chapter. Chapter 7, verse 7. Ask it and it will be given to you. Now, he's already taught, I want it to be a father-daughter-son relationship. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. And then this is one of the most helpful scriptures that Jesus gives to me, again, as a dad. This is what he says. Or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, Give good things to those who ask him. That's just the most like get her done Jesus in the Bible to me. You know what I'm saying? That's just the most like, yes, sir, thank you for talking to me the way I talk, Jesus. See what I'm saying? Because that's just like, yeah, I wouldn't do that with my kid. Why would God do that? Yeah. That's what it is. Now, there's times, and we're going to be talking about this for a while, and there's going to be times where you're praying, and it's like, what's going on, God? I don't feel like you're hearing me. We're going to talk about some of that. And there's times you pray for the cancer to be healed, and it doesn't get healed. And there's times you start praying, and it doesn't happen. And there's times that you're praying this way, and God's over here doing this thing. And there's a lot of messy stuff in all this prayer stuff that we're going to be talking about. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What does that mean? Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. What does that mean? It just go all the way. Oh, yeah, there's lots to it here. But today, that's all I want you to pray. Start praying. Will you start praying? Just pray. Let it drive you to pray more. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for this time to get to be together as a church, to get to simply hear your words to us, Lord. I don't know about anybody else in this room, but I'm just thankful for your word this week. For me. To help me, because I need this, Lord. I need so much of this learning to pray stuff. So just keep teaching us. Keep teaching us what that looks like. And Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, when our flesh starts to come in and we start to say, Lord, when we start to say, I don't need any help right now. I don't need any. I'm not going to say thank you there. I'm not going to ask this request there. Lord, I pray that your Spirit would break our hearts and that you would begin to intercede on our behalf. Help us to pray. Please help us, Jesus, to pray. Thank you for that command that you give to us to pray. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Jesus. Drive us deeper, Father. Drive us deeper in our relationship with you. Drive us deeper. Please, Lord, drive us deeper. In Jesus' name, amen. This past week, I called my kids. They're in Oregon right now. My wife's sister's getting married. And I called them, and my boy gets on the phone, and he says, "Hey, Dad, love you. Talk to you later." Love you too, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. And then my daughter gets on the phone. And she told me all about her day. I think that's how God wants us to pray. I think that's how God wants us to just start praying. Start praying. May our God and Father, may our God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, who loves you so much, may he go with you this next week in every single aspect of your life and everything that you do. And may you be reminded that you can reach out to him in every single thing that you do. Whatever's going on, reach out to him. Just begin to pray. He wants to chat with you. Go in his peace. Amen.